today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, we've been doing this show for a while now, and I need to bring up something.
What's that?
It feels like you never listen to me. All you care about is that damn Tottenham Hotspur.
Wait, Jim, that's not true. I'd listen to you. I really do. Now, could you do me a favor and get me a beer? The Tottenham Hotspur match is about to start.
All right, it's April.
It's April. Today, happy
wait,
April.
Wait, is today April Fool's Day?
Oh my God, it is.
Is that today?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I better be careful.
We got to redo the intro.
Better be careful here. Yeah. So I am drinking beer, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as far as you know.
Oh, well, it tastes okay. We'll see how I feel tomorrow. All right, this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And when the calendar changes to a new month, we like to talk about new music we discovered in the previous month.
It's important.
Right? And so we're going to do that today and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
March new music.
That's fresh, man.
Yeah. Let's shout out our new patrons to the show.
Please.
So the way this works
shout
is...
shout out to the heavens.
People go to patreon.com/suburbspod mm-hmm. and they give us money, right?
Yeah. They do, and I can say to my wife, look at this.
Yes.
That's actual, all I say, and I walk away.
Okay. Yeah. And she's like, what dumb thing now? Yeah. So you can go there, and you can pledge money. It's like a monthly contribution. It just mm-hmm. comes right off of your credit card or your debit card, what have you. And the donations start at $2 a month and go up from there, and you get some free stuff, some bonus stuff with all of that.
Yep.
So go check that out. There's bonus video and advanced access to episodes, mm-hmm. and if you really pledge a lot, we will have you as a guest on the show.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yep. You pledge even more, we'll buy you records.
That's right.
So there's all kinds of cool stuff on there.
But yeah.
But everybody who contributes gets a shout out on the mm-hmm. show, and so I have four new patrons to shout out to here. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Drum roll, please. All right.
Sorry.
We have Mark Neese from Michigan.
Yes, Mark Neese, Michigan.
Yes.
Our stronghold.
Yes.
Fortified.
We're huge in Michigan. Yep. We know that. We have Phil Ingracia from Vienna, Virginia.
Nice, Philip.
We know Phil very well.
Good man. Tom Petty Week.
Tom Nuremberg from Tracy, California.
Yes, thank you, Tom. That's fantastic. A supporter of our show for a long time and a huge Thin Lizzy fan.
An
also.
American hero.
He really is, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
I feel a little safer with him out there on the left coast.
That's right. Just knowing he's out there.
Yep.
And then Tyler Sorensen of San Francisco.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So great, Tyler.
Welcome,
thank you,
Tyler,
man.
To the Rockin' the Suburbs family.
Yeah.
We are so happy to have you.
A little bit. Glad to welcome you in officially.
And let me give people an update on the stickers. So here's the deal.
Okay.
Because everybody who donates at least $2 a month gets a sticker. You'll get that in addition to the shout out.
Where would you recommend? And laptop or a rear view window?
Either way, I think we're going to make them, you know, the right size, so you can go either direction with that.
Mm-hmm.
But here's why there's a delay, and we promise we're going to get these out, but we could have just gone with the stickers we already had that just have like the logo.
Yeah. But we wanted to make it a little special.
But we decided to make a special sticker mm-hmm. for patrons only. And it actually involves a photo shoot
that
Jasper's going to shoot.
Yeah.
Don't say what this is.
I won't.
There's going to be a photo involved, and mm-hmm. it's going to be a little bit nicer. Not nicer, a little bit different design.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
It all makes sense when you see it, but that's mm-hmm. why the stickers haven't gone out yet. But they will. They will.
Yeah, and they're going to be good. It's going to be quality,
and
really.
For the people who haven't received the mixtapes yet for for telling us about your favorite album of last year, we did promise by Easter.
That's right.
And we are actually
on target,
about
baby.
To fulfill that.
Yep.
I think we're going to fulfill that before Easter. We're going to make it. We're really fortunate that Easter is so late this year.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Easter.
So I think we're going to make that. I see a big case of the mixtapes over there,
mm-hmm.
right?
We've got a full complement.
Almost ready to be
full
shipped.
Full case and ready to be shipped pretty soon. And there's some good stuff inside. And since we're on the topic, Jim, let's just put it out there really quick. I didn't do this on purpose, but there is one B-side of one of those cassettes that's blank. And we did not think about this on purpose. But somebody's going to get a blank B-side. And when you do, you'll have a blank B-side.
Well, let us know.
And you might get a prize.
And we'll rectify that. We'll make you whole in some way. But we'll know then if people are actually listening to the tapes.
That's right. So we'll see. That's all I have to say.
Okay. All right, let's get to new music.
Yeah, let's do it.
So I'm going to start with this song here because, well, you'll see, there's a couple of really nice references in here, and I think you're going to like just sort of the tone of this song overall. The band is called Gold Connections.
Okay.
And this song, now that it's the beginning of summer, I thought maybe we should play a song that's actually about the end of summer.
Ah, that's good.
The song is called Locust Days. Singing trees, dancing parties, locust days are gone, far gone, far gone, far gone. Remember those shows in Richmond? We were the laughing stock of all the girls in sharp dresses. There you go.
That's cool, man. I like that a lot.
So, a couple things. I don't know if you noticed.
Mm-hmm.
There were references to Richmond.
Yeah, I heard that.
And then Washington, which I assume is Washington, D.C.
That drive to Washington, yeah.
Yes. So, that is because Gold Connections is the work of a guy named Will Marsh.
Okay.
And he went to William & Mary.
Mm-hmm.
He now lives in Charlottesville. Okay. I don't know if that's where he's originally from. But also, while he was at William & Mary, he worked with someone who has gone on to some greater heights.
Tal? Also went to William & Mary?
No.
Yeah.
But somebody else you know.
Bill Clinton.
No. Will Toledo.
Oh, Will Toledo. Man, William & Mary's kind of a rock and roll school now, I guess.
From Car Seat Headrest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now, doesn't that sound kind of Car Seat Headrest-ish?
I can see it now in context. Sort of? Yeah, totally does.
If you listen to some other stuff by Gold Connections, you can really hear the Car Seat Headrest stuff.
Yeah.
Some of the more rockin' songs. This one's a little slower. The first thought I had, actually, when I heard it was Pavement.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's a lot of that rooted in there. Little Sebado, all that kind of glorious 90s stuff. And, you know, it's an interesting thing to think about, Jim. Do you think that Car Seat Headrest is going to start a movement with followers? Because I kind of do.
Like, yes.
That was a breakthrough for sensitive, inward-looking, you know, indie rock music being made in the current times. And you can still be a sensitive guy in college and feel all the feelings and make cool records.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Totally. What I did not know about Will Toledo, I knew the Car Seat Headrest story, which was that he, you know, like sort of home recorded everything initially, those early recordings and stuff. But here's what's funny is, so in this connection, Will Marsh, his first EP, which came out, I think it was released in 2017, but it was probably recorded sometime before then, was also like home recordings, but Will Toledo produced it.
Oh, okay.
He produced the home recordings, right?
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, there's a strong connection there. There's a lot of kind of similarities. So if you like that band, I think you would like Gold Connections.
Yeah, that was a cool song.
They have out, well, this song, Locust Days, is from an EP that was released March 1st called Like a Shadow.
Okay.
They also had their debut album last year called Popular Fiction, and before that was another EP. So one full album and two EPs so far. Also, the other thing I like on this song, Locust Days, as I mentioned, it's not like necessarily literally about summer. You can take it that way, but it's really just about sort of like going through life and, you know, the end of whatever good time that you're having. And the last lines of the song, let's say, we want summer all the time because we're bummed out all the time.
Nice.
So there you go. I like
that
quite a bit. The band has also been compared to Jesus and Mary Chain. Mm. There's kind of that.
Okay. Didn't hear it on that cut, but yeah, I've got to listen to more to find out.
Now, I have another one here
that
is a more rockin' tune.
Okay.
Before we do that, let's just mention really quickly, this is the week that we have our live event
coming
up.
Oh, that's right. We have a live event.
So this is Monday. Mm-hmm. If you're listening in real time, and on this Thursday, April 4th, we have our live event. Speaking of Washington.
That's right.
It's going to be very close to there.
Yeah, it is.
Chevy Chase, Maryland, at a place called Spaces. I'm told we can have alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because this is not a bar. This is like a space.
Yeah,
this is like
space.
Kind of like what Tommy Stinson does with Cowboys in the Campfire, where they play it just non-traditional
wherever
things.
Wherever is a cool place to do something.
Kind of like this.
Yeah. I'm down for that.
By day, it's like one of those co-working spaces. Yeah. By night, we're going to put on a live podcast there. We're doing this with the help of our friend Alex Vidalis. Yep. He's putting this on. He actually invited us to be part of this live podcast series.
Thanks,
so
Alex.
This is going to be our turn. Getting back to the alcohol, beer and wine.
Okay.
They're cool with people bringing their own.
Great.
And then
I will pack the cooler up with some snow.
There you go.
And we'll bring some snow beer.
So that's pretty great because then you don't have to pay the bar prices have some alcohol.
Even better.
It's kind of like going to Wolf Trap is what it's like.
Just
bring your own.
But smaller.
Yeah. And then our special guest for the live event will be Don Zantara.
It's going to be great.
Jim. I'm really excited about this. We just met with Don to go over some stuff, and I think this is going to be really fun.
It's really cool.
He was living it, you know, right there in the middle of
he's a special guy.
DC punk thing.
Yeah,
and it's going to be a lot of fun to hear him tell the stories and tell about his own experiences. It's going to be great. So, and he's going to play some music too. He's a musician in his own right. He's going to play some music.
It's going to be fantastic.
This is really going to be cool. So check that out. Go to suburbspod.com and there's a link there for where you can get tickets to that show this Thursday, April 4th. All right.
Pretty cheap, folks. Make it a weekend.
It is. It is. And like I said, you can bring your own beer.
Seriously, so, just come and hang out with us.
This is pretty sweet.
I mean, just you hang out with us.
It's BYOB, and it's also BBFPNJ.
That's
bring
right.
Beer for Jim and Patrick.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah. I have that on a bracelet.
Patrick or Jim, whichever it is. Yeah.
I have it on a bracelet.
So both things. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get to the second song here.
Okay.
This is by a band called Sacred Pause.
All right. I've heard of them.
They are now on Merge Records.
Yep.
They are based in Glasgow.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are on a label in the UK called Rock Action. And now Merge is involved with them in the United States.
Cool.
And let me play this and then we can discuss. This song is called The Conversation.
Beautiful, Jim. I loved every minute of it. It was fantastic.
Isn't that just great? Okay. So many things I like about that. So first of all, Sacred Pause, let me just get this out of the way. That song is The Conversation. It is an advance single that came out in March. It is from an album called Run Around the Sun, which is due out May 31st, as I mentioned on Merge Records. They always seem to put out good stuff.
Yes, they do.
They described the album, I'm quoting here, as full of snappy beats and swooning melodies.
That's
so
nice.
There you go. So you can't beat that. Sacred Pause, I mentioned that out of Glasgow. They are Rachel Aggs and Ailey Rogers. And you can hear them both singing in that track. And the thing I really like about it is it actually is a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're singing back and forth.
Cool.
I like those kinds of songs.
Yeah.
They're pretty rare where you have a duet and they're actually, it's like dialogue, right?
That's cool. Very cool.
That's hard to do, I would think.
Very hard to do. And I loved everything about it, Jim. It evoked, you know, new wave, Scottish pop in all the best ways, from Orange Juice to Bill and Sebastian. Also reminded me of a band called Camera Obscura. Do you remember
them? Yes, I do remember
them. Yeah, and had that same kind of propulsion and lightness to it and, you know, maybe even a little monochrome set in there. It was really sweet. I loved everything about it. I loved the tone of the guitar and just the way it drove forward.
That bass.
Really nice.
I like a melodic bass.
Me too.
I really like it when a band can do that.
And, I'm going to start a band with a melodic bass player.
Yes.
Yeah. That was, Wingtip Slow should figure that out. That'd be great.
The other funny thing about this song, it's called The Conversation, but as I mentioned, it's back and forth.
Yeah.
They're sort of two characters, but yet it's also sort of an argument. It's kind of, they describe it as having it's a couple talking past each other, right? So it's like they both have their points of view. They both are trying to get it through, and neither one is hearing the other.
Yes.
And I wonder where they got that inspiration.
I don't know. I can't imagine. No.
There you go. The conversation. Yeah, Sacred Pause. Beautiful. I'm really looking forward to that whole record coming out. You go back and listen to the other stuff. They had an album in 2017 called Strike a Match. It's also very sort of danceable, too. It's very, like, you know, like I said, sort of snappy, peppy. Mm-hmm. They like that idea that people should actually dance to the music.
Sure.
You know? So that's great. Mm-hmm. Those are my two
Loved them
picks.
Both, Jim, as usual. Really nice stuff, man.
All right. Now, traditionally with these episodes, we like to close out with a cover song.
Right.
But I was kind of having trouble finding good covers this month, so I'm going to go a little bit different route. So
sure.
We're going to play out with a song that is just kind of a funny song.
Okay.
It's kind of a goofy song. Okay. All right. So we'll do that instead. Before we do that, let's mention that you should listen how often.
Every day because, for the most part, because we do a show every day.
Yeah. And for instance, tomorrow we're going to have your March music
That's
picks,
right? Yeah. So unless you're getting like Novocaine or going to be anesthetized, you should listen.
If you only listened to this episode and didn't listen to tomorrow's episode, that would be incomplete.
That wouldn't work.
You would, yes.
Yeah,
you would be left. It's like when a TV show like ends a season on a cliffhanger and then they like cancel the show, right?
That's right. What happened to
Where
Sam
would you
and
go?
Diane?
That's right. Yeah. So you can't have that.
No.
All right. If you have new music that you have liked and want everyone to hear, you can call 612-440-1984. And you can leave a message about that. We'll put your voice on an upcoming show. You know, by the way, I think a couple people got in touch with us about some February new music,
yeah.
and we still haven't gotten to that. So maybe we'll do like a little roundup here coming up here soon with some new music stuff.
Cool.
So if you have anything to add,
we've got some shows next week. We'll figure some stuff out.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Oh, if you'd rather, you can email rock@suburbspod.com
That's
or
cool
you can
too.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at suburbspod. And please rate and review Rock in the Suburbs on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind.
We did get a new review just recently.
Sweet.
And it's so nice. And it's from X Sock. And let me just read this last part where the review says, "You might find yourself spending money downloading many of the songs featured on these podcasts." So that's so nice that
we are
turning people on to new music,
yeah.
right?
Is that Jack Sock? The tennis player?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Could be. You ever follow his career? Yeah, good American tennis player.
Know.
Yeah.
So, but it does help us when you rate and review the show. It makes it more discoverable,
it does.
As they say. So that's good, too. All right. Let's get out of here. Here's the funny song. This band is called PQ. That was somebody, a listener turned us on to this band. Do you remember this band? They're out of Toronto.
Yeah, that's right.
And they do sort of funny songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a sort of a gunshot. PQ, PQ, PQ,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they have a new record out called Optimal Lifestyles.
Yeah.
And the thing about this band is they sort of write a lot about sort of like arrested development issues, right?
Yeah.
Like they're growing up, but they don't want to. And they, they deal a lot with stuff like that. And you're going to hear this in this song. I think you're particularly going to like it. It speaks to the Rock in the Suburbs listener. It's called Passed Out. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Till there's no beers at all. What did I do with my day? I was some pointless job.
bonus content for you guys, folks. Chuck D hosting the Clash podcast. I just don't think it works.
I don't think so either.
He's one of my favorite people in the whole world. Doesn't work.
He keeps injecting himself
doesn't
into
work.
It too.
That's not why I want to listen to that.
No. I do like the Husker Du one. I like the Husker Du one better.
It's real good. Yeah, they did a real good job.
I'm halfway through that and I like it a lot.
It's real good.